Connecticut legislators are hoping to pass a bill that would make phone calls from prisons in the state free. As Connecticut Public Radio's Lori Mack reports, currently the high cost of communication between prisoners to their families has negative consequences.
This is a prepaid collect call from an inmate at Hartford Correctional Center.
This is how a typical call from a correctional facility begins. Once the call is accepted, you get 15 minutes to talk, and in Connecticut, that 15-minute call costs nearly $5, currently the second highest rate in the nation for in-prison phone calls. It can add up quickly for the families, who are often the ones footing the bill through a prepaid account. Brittany Kane is program coordinator for the Connecticut Children with Incarcerated Parents Initiative. She says the fees can be devastating for low-income families trying to maintain relationships with loved ones who are incarcerated.
We don't have bus lines to these prison facilities. We don't have transportation vouchers for families who don't have a car or can't afford gas money. So these calls mean the world.
And for kids with incarcerated parents, contact can have a significant impact.
For a child to talk to their parent and say, hey, I got an A on my test. Hey, I won my basketball game. You know, these are the things that these children want to talk to their parents about. It's for the kid to feel, you love me, and I'm here for you, and you're going to be here for me, whether from afar or in my house.
A bill introduced earlier this year by State Representative Josh Elliott would make prison calls free. The measure has garnered support on both sides of the aisle, but the biggest hurdle, says Elliott, is the cost.
It's about $7 million that we estimate will be a loss to the state. So basically what happens is Securus, who is a private company, contracts with the Department of Corrections. They come in and administer the phone system. They take a certain amount of profit and they kick back a certain amount to the DOC.
In all, families paid $15 million to receive phone calls from their loved ones behind bars last year. Of that, $7 million went directly to the state. The judicial branch says the revenue is used for criminal justice programs, probation officer positions, and other related expenses. And the loss of funds concerns lawmakers like Republican Representative Craig Fischbein. He did not support the bill, but he says he has mixed feelings.
Somebody has to pay for this service to be rendered. On the other hand, if people only knew that the state of Connecticut is profiting from communications between family members and those that are incarcerated, I think that is absolutely horrible.
But advocates say that if inmates don't have an emotional support system, that ends up costing the state more money in the long run. Brittany Kane says studies show that maintaining ties with loved ones can improve reentry back into the community after incarceration and helps lower recidivism. But it's also not just about the inmate. She says the families are doing the time with them.
So if we're spending, you know, about $58,000 a year per incarcerated person, why don't we make it fruitful for all of us? And we know they're returning to society. So let's do what we can to rehabilitate and not be punitive. And so let's foster these relationships.
Marlene Torres is from Hartford. Her older brother was incarcerated when she was a child. She says she was only able to talk to him for about 2 minutes, maybe once a week, because her family couldn't afford the phone calls. She's now 28 years old and still recalls the painful feeling of abandonment by the brother she looked up to.
I think I hated him for a while, but it was more like abandonment. My dad was there, but that was my brother. I mean, we never talk about it. I think that's what it is. I wish if it was more different, like I could talk to my brother every day, I think it would have been changed a lot.
The prison phone call measure was not included as part of the $43.3 billion biennial spending plan recommended by the Appropriations Committee earlier this week. But advocates are holding out hope since the session doesn't end until June. And even if it doesn't make it over the finish line this time around, Representative Josh Elliott says he still sees it as a win.
Before January of this year, this wasn't even a conversation in Connecticut. Even if it doesn't become law this year, we've still gotten very far with what is essentially a new idea and a paradigmatic shift in the way that we administer telephone calls.
New York City passed a law last year making it the first city to eliminate telephone charges for incarcerated people. It goes into effect this month. Connecticut is a state lauded for its forward-thinking policies in criminal justice. If the measure passes here, it would become the first state in the nation to make prison calls free. Lori Mack, Connecticut Public Radio.